Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's how it began. Tom Brady's new career as a color commentator on the Fox Game of the Week. That was the Cleveland Browns and the Dallas Cowboys, a game that I was very surprised to see that line shift the way it did. From Dallas minus 2.5 to Cleveland minus 2.5, the Browns got smoked by Dallas, which is what I was. It was one of those games where I was like, that's what I thought was going to happen. But I saw the line and I was like, they know something. Like, they, those wise guys, they don't just change the line like that. They have to know something. They didn't know anything.
Nope.
And Dallas kicked their ass. But the real story of that game wasn't so much the game. It was Tom Brady in his debut. You just heard how it started right there. He loves to be Kevin Burkhardt's partner.
How does he know?
I guess. I mean, that's very early on to be saying that. How would you rate Tom Brady's broadcast debut?
The things I've heard and talking to some friends, I will say immediately I got a text from a friend who's a huge Patriots fan, was like, Brady's horrible. It was like 15 minutes into the
game. I got
a
couple of those texts too.
And those are people that want him to be good. They bow at the altar of Tom Brady. So it was pretty bad. The first thing I thought of was, you know how our friends at FanDuel, when you make a bet and then you like go into it, you can like buy out of it, but
yeah, you can cash out. Yeah.
But sometimes they keep a little bit of your money because we're letting you out of your commitment. You think Fox would do the buyout and be like, Brady, I know we owe you $300 million. If we give you $100 million to walk away right now, will you walk away right now? Like, I wonder if they would consider that at some point, because I know it's only one game. He's not that good.
No.
And I never expected him to be that good.
He's very stiff.
Yeah. He's never had a great personality.
Right.
And I just wonder what you expected him to bring other than the obvious. I said this yesterday. I would never pay anybody $37 million to be a color commentator because I don't know what they're bringing. He does the best games, so I'm going to watch the game. He's not making me watch the game. If anything, he's probably going to annoy me, and I'm going to be, you know, making fun of him. So what could you do that's worth $37 million?
It's a good question. What does Tony Romo do that's worth so much money?
He isn't. He was the most overpaid, overrated man in all of sports until Brady
not anymore.
Took over.
Right.
Because the one thing I think Brady does over Romo is just, he's Tom Brady.
Right.
Like I said this yet, name, image, and likeness. He brings his name, his image, and his likeness. He may bring nothing after that. He may bring no great stories or anecdotes or anything like that. He should. That's what I would say. I think he's thinking too much. I think too many people talk to him.
Yeah.
Just go. Just whatever you want to say. Because if you listen to some people, he can be like he can be the beer drinking Tom Brady.
Right.
And he definitely has the ability to make people feel special when you talk to him. Remember,
Kevin Burkhardt feel special.
Well, yeah,
right in,
a, in an awkward
yeah.
creep kind of way. On your first date, I love being on your date. Like, he's a stalker to some degree. But remember when Charles Barkley said he, like, had dinner with Brady, and he's like, you just get lost in his eyes. He makes you feel so special. He's just – that Tom Brady needs to take over. The one with the personality or whatever, the aura – bring something.
Right.
He brought nothing.
That's sort of why Tony Romo was good, because he has personality.
Right.
Right? He had a personality. He had sort of a style. He had a way of doing... And he also was, you know, predicting the plays, and
right.
everyone went all gaga over that for the first couple of weeks. Now it's annoying, and now his personality people find annoying.
Right.
But at the time, he was at least giving you something. He was giving you a piece of himself that I feel like Tom Brady was much more reluctant to give the audience.
But
I think that if you're doing that, you're not... people want to hear his football analysis, sure, but... it's really about, all right, we're listening to Tom Brady. We're listening to what he has to say and how he says it. And he didn't really offer. There's a couple of times where Burkhardt had to prompt him to talk.
Well, and that surprises me with the number of supposedly fake games he's done and the preparation he's put into this and binders of work. But I would also say, you bring up Romo, we fall out of love of everybody except John Madden. I think
right.
John Madden's the only one who made it through when everybody loved him from start to finish. But whether it's Chris Collinsworth, Phil Sims, all of these people... were once liked as color commentators, and then we fell out of love with them. This is his first game, and it felt like no one really loved him.
So yeah.
It feels like people might get sicker of him as this goes on.
And also, people really liked Greg Olsen. You know, that was the other thing. Olsen was a fan favorite. People were like, ooh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Brady's going to have to be really good to be better than Olsen. And so far, I mean, I think that was a big win for Olsen last night.
And big picture here,
yeah.
Let's not forget, he has October, November, December, January, 5 months before he does the biggest game on the planet,
right.
The biggest game in all of sports, where if he's nervous now and worried about what people think now, he'll be doing the Super Bowl where literally everyone is watching. So he better get his ass together, or he better get like, I feel something's coming down. I don't think I can speak. You better call Olsen and see if he's still available.
Yeah. He's going to be down on the sideline like Tony Siragusa at the Super Bowl. He's going to be like, Brady, why don't you go down there and talk to the guy?
Right.
And honestly, you know what? He might be better at that.
Well,
right?
or does he become like a quarterback? You know how they have Jay Feely as the kicking analyst?
Yes,
when they try a field goal, it's like, well, so, Jay, what goes into this kick at 62 yards, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Like, well, you got to really kick it.
Right.
You got to kick it really hard.
You want to hit it square, but you got to get it over the line, too, because
right.
if they block it, then it doesn't have a chance to go
you
in.
You go between those two little yellow
yeah.
things, and yeah, that's what you want to do.
I mean, maybe he ends up being like a quarterback analyst, and you just ask him to break down the quarterbacks in every game, or I don't know. I feel like...
That doesn't sound like a terrible idea, honestly.
Well, I'm an idea man.
Yeah. Like, really, I mean, if that's the way they want to go with, if they decide, hey, doing the color commentary is a little out of his range right now, like, let's start him off on something easier. It won't make them look great. It won't make him look great, but it might be the better broadcast.
For example, function, you know? And you could do it year-round, because remember when Gruden used to do it for,
right.
like, draft picks?
Yeah.
He would do, like, sit-downs with Drake May. And
this
Jake
guy right
Dan.
Here.
Right. And people got
before
sick of Gruden,
too. Before he started emailing people.
Well, yeah. But he's kind of back. He's doing videos again for somebody.
Oh, yeah?
I get him in my email. I forgot who they're for. They're, like, YouTube video breakdowns. But
okay.
That might be an opportunity for Fox. Pull the plug on this. Just say, this isn't working. We got to go in a totally different direction and have Tom Brady break down every quarterback on the planet every week, year-round.
Yeah. There was one, and I didn't watch the whole game. I was watching on Red Zone. I listened to Six Rings post-game.
Well, thank you.
And then I was watching some of the post-game stuff on NBC Sports Boston and some of the, you know, fifth quarter and all that, flipping all around and trying to, you know, get all the information that I could. And then I clicked over to Red Zone to watch the afternoon games that I had a couple of bets on, and there was one point where, I forget what the kid's name, the kicker for the Cowboys kicked a 66-yard field goal, but they called a timeout. They, like, iced him on a 66-yarder before the half. And then they moved him back 5 yards, and it looked like they were going to kick a 71-yarder. And just listen to first of all how little Brady gives a crap about any of this, to the point where you got the Red Zone guy actually ripping him a little bit. Listen to this. Oh, hold on a second. We'll play it for you here in just a minute. But yeah, Brady was not super enthused. Let's just put it that way. He wasn't. The moment didn't really speak to him all that much.
71.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they got a cover. If it doesn't go in,
this is a 71-yard attempt, and now the Browns will call timeout.
Maybe everyone's going to rethink this one.
71 yards.
Final timeout.
Go to the Jets now. Oh, come on. Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth.
Ouch. Ouch. By the way, I had that sort of backwards. He kicked a 66-yarder, but it was a delay of game, so they pushed him back 5 yards. They were going to kick a 71-yarder. Cleveland ices him, and then they ended up not kicking it at all. And listen, I'm not saying Brady should be doing back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flips over this. It was a sort of meaningless thing in a blowout of a game. It would have been cool to see him kick a 71-yarder, but that was kind of the point. Like, there was no point ever where it seemed like Brady was really getting into the game that
Maybe
much.
He was drugged. Maybe he was, like, really nervous, so he took, like, a
bit of an accusation there. I don't know.
Relaxant or something to get over his nerves. Scott Hansen issued an apology, you know.
Scott Hansen apologized?
On social
media. You never
media.
Apologize.
No, no, no.
Never apologize.
I can look it up in a minute, but he apologized on Twitter, I believe, and he added Tom Brady. He's like, it was not, I should not have done that, blah, blah.
I'm going to find this. This is upsetting.
Yeah, no, he apologized.
This was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how it may come across. At Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I'm rooting for you in your new venture. Weak, Scott Hansen.
It's
I like you, Scott Hansen, but that is a weak thing to do.
You think somebody told him to?
Probably, but I don't care. Stand on 10 toes. You said what you said. You were right, by the way.
100%.
And there was no reason for you to have to apologize. Unfair. It wasn't unfair.
But
that
Tom,
wasn't unfair at all.
Tom's the golden boy. You
Tom
can't
Brady
make fun of Tom.
Is. Listen, first of all, $375 million. You could say whatever you want about the guy. And it wasn't really all that inconsiderate.
No.
It was sort of like a little goose, you know? Like, come on, Brady. That was a big play. What are you doing? And I didn't think it sounded more like two colleagues razzing each other a little bit.
Right.
It didn't sound like big bad Scott Hansen taking out all his frustration on, you know, poor little Tom Brady. No one thought that.
And you know who was thinking the same thing was Burkhardt. Because
right.
He tried to do 71 yards. Like, he tried to do the,
like, come on, Brady, give
Gus Johnson, I'm going to add a little energy to this. And Brady's like, yeah, that's all. They should probably cover this in case it doesn't go through.
Yeah, yeah. You might want to
Rethink this.
Might not want to kick it that far.
I hate kickers. Even tell a story. I had the greatest kicker in the history of the game, and I don't even think I would have tried it with Adam Vinatieri. Something. Yeah. Bring something to the table. $37 million does not go as far as it once did.
I know. And people keep saying, oh, he's going to get better. He's going to get better.
You sure about that?
Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. He's got to get a lot better before the Super Bowl. I mean, this is.
Did Jason Witten get better?
He did not.
And you know what they did?
They moved on.
good
but
day.
It was a little easier to move on from Jason Witten, I think, than it's going to be from Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't know. A couple more games, I think it might be quite easy to
They don't
move
have
on
as much
Tom
of
Brady.
A financial investment in
That's
him.
That's why
they,
you go to him
I mean.
Now and we reach a settlement, a buyout or something.
Something like that.
No, I'm telling you, they could make money if they just spin it off into a whole different thing about quarterbacks and year-round. Tom, you're going to work for your money in a different way.
Yeah. And we'll still pay. I mean, we have to. We signed a contract, but let's have you down there with the stick mic like Syracuse used to have.
Either that or have the like Vikings or Packers or somebody call him and offer him a starting QB job.
Or something like that. That'd be all right, too. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Speaking of the starting quarterback, we think we'll have Jacoby Brissett here when we return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!